If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
I want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website. No, you can't do that anymore. That's right. We still got to figure out how to get his music into the hands of people here.
We
all
do.
All right. Yeah. Challenge accepted.
All right.
Here
all
I go.
Here, yeah. There you there go. You go.
Yeah. Well, 20 years of saying that.
It's hard to break.
Old habits die hard.
That's right. Tell
you. Well, let's go to some music.
Oh,
then,
please.
Let's Trinity Seely's riding along with us. This is one of my favorites of her song. So this is Cricket Roll.
From the rolling of green pastures to where the sagebrush meets the pine, we'll do our bidding to the land we'll leave behind. Welcome in the highlands and the summer days so long. Little piece of heaven sitting on the cowboy's throne, looking for the solace in my soul. Smile as I listen to my pony's cricket roll. From the misty haze of twilight, when the night horse rings her bell, roll it up, saddle up, and hit that loving trail. Ride off towards the mountains and the snow-capped covered peaks, hoping that beyond the pass you're waiting there for me to put an end to this long and lonely. Smile as I listen to my pony's cricket roll. From the deserts of Nevada to the streams in Idaho, paradise, these trails I'll lead you home. And I'm through with days of wandering, so I'm coming home to stay. The only view I need is looking through the ears of that old bay, waiting for the solace in my soul. Smile as I listen to my pony's cricket roll.
Yeah, there's nothing better than listening to your pony's cricket roll,
isn't
there?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. I could never take my good horse Blue hunting. If I did, I had to use a different bit.
Too noisy.
He loved the cricket.
He liked that pacifier.
He just sat there and rat, 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 back and forth. Loved it. Just loved it. All right. Well, all right.
Colic.
Aloe vera, chamomile, dandelion.
Really?
Oh my, yes. Just the list goes on and on. Slippery elm, valerian root. All right. An onion.
And let's go there.
This story was told to me by Kelly Clegg, a great cowboy down in Utah. And he witnessed this, obviously. There was a horse that had colic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was his outfit that was treating the horse or somebody else's outfit. But, you know, they tried to get water in it. They pumped it full of mineral oil, all the things you're supposed to do.
Walked and walked.
Do what you can do to get things moving, man. And this feller figured out, well, had heard that you stuffed an onion up the horse's hind end.
Why not?
All right.
I tried everything else.
So my guess is they probably peeled it first, I would assume, but I don't know that for sure. Yep. And stuffed it up the horse's hind end. And nothing happened.
And proceeded.
Nothing happened. And finally, they said, we got to get to the vet.
We got to go to the vet.
Yeah. Loaded the horse up, made the trip to the vet, got out into the vet's parking lot, and everything started coming together.
It all started
working, and I don't know if it was the onion, the mineral oil, the whatever, but he said that the horse coughed and bared down and shot that onion
across
the vet's parking lot. He said at a very good rate of speed.
Well, obviously, it worked.
Well, okay. Well, it's like any other thing that I do when I doctor a horse.
This, that, and another.
Yeah, I don't know which it was helped, because I did this and I did that and I did the other and did it all. It's like what Vern Altman used to ask you.
Oh, yeah. You'd call him up and, well, I got this sick horse, I got this sick cow. He'd drive out to the ranch and he'd look at you with that look of his, with a smirk on his face. He says, what have you done?
exactly right. Same deal with the way I do my home remedy thing. Hey, let's have a little cow poetry.
What you got?
Well, let's talk a little bit about Jake and Marlene. Jake and Marlene were two high school sweethearts working for the Mill Iron Ranch. After graduation and a wedding, their family tree began to branch. Now, in just 5 years, they had four children, three strapping sons and a daughter. They finally surmised that her condition wasn't from drinking the water. So one thing was for sure and for certain. They'd have to do something fast. At the rate the two of them were going, their minivan seats wouldn't last. Now, both Jake and Marlene were 4-H'ers and alumni of FFA. They were versed in animal husbandry and knew how to neuter and spay, but birth control out on a ranch means making a bull into a steer, or turning the herd sires in for a while, then taking them out for a year. Well, not a bit willing to subject themselves to those kind of treatments or ills, they sought some help from the country doctor, who prescribed to them a few pills. Oh, the joy and the rapture of freedom they felt with these newfound techniques. But their elation came to a halt when they ran out of pills in 2 weeks. Well, back to the corner drugstore they trundled on their next trip to town for some feed. Ready and most anxious for a refill, they waited in desperate need. But the druggist said he had given them enough pills to last 30 days. Did you take them as directed? He asked, shooting them a puzzling gaze. Absolutely, snapped Marlene, without fail. Every day, for heaven's sake. First thing in the morning, I take one pill, then make sure I give one to Jake. The druggist almost swallowed his dentures when Jake had this question to render. Well, while we're here, maybe you can help me. Lately, my chest is real tender. Use only as directed.
That's right.
That's right. It's, those pills aren't for both of you. They're just for one of you. All right.
For human use, yeah. This has not been approved.
Right. All right. Here we go. Let's have a little Dick's pack,
shall
we?
Yeah. Why not? Yes.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Robert Wagner.
Oh, nice. What's he singing?
My Kind of Country.
Mine too.
There lies my kind of country. Round that last bend we're heading home. Old-timers, stay with me, and tonight we'll see my kind of country once more. There lives my kind of sundown smiles bright and red. Old timer, I'll cry gold when these eyes behold my kind of country ahead. Travel home, travel home. Maybe 5 more miles, maybe 10. May I ever grieve if I ever leave my kind of country again.
Sirree Bob, that is my kind of country. We recently just lost Robert Wagner.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, I guess I hadn't heard that.
He passed. Dang,
yeah.
Yep. Well, we're talking about home remedies.
Right.
So stay tuned. We got to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.